Drive Home Live and Local with Nate Shellman this afternoon at 3.
Now back to Mike Casper and Chris Walton. This is Casper and Chris, live and local on News Talk KBOI.
8:54 News Talk KBOI exclusive. Canyon County Commissioner Leslie Van Beek live in studio with us today talking about the fight, basically, going on in Canyon County between eight people asking for your resignation, correct?
Yes, correct.
Including two of the other commissioners. As we were going to break, it seems like a lot of this came out after a tort claim was filed by Sue Bumgart against the county for allegedly having violated her resignation, severance, and lease agreement. The notice of the claim seeks $1 million in damages and alleges that employees and officials at the county broke the agreement by posting her job early, saying she was terminated / fired and saying denigrating things. Now, this is filed against you and an unnamed county employee.
Well, I think there was more than one unnamed county employee. I do believe it was kind of a stab.
I'm sorry, employees. I apologize.
But let's talk about that particular piece. Mike, I can tell you that the approval for that posting, which went to 41 different websites and including a specified website, I'll tell you where I was at that day. I didn't approve that, so this is really interesting. And I didn't even do the discovery on it. I was attending a funeral. Both my in-laws passed away from COVID in a weekend, and I was attending their dual funeral on that day. Again, I would have had no knowledge of that, but someone else was curious. In fact, it was a commissioner that brought that forward and said, I don't know why you're named. You weren't even there. Well, that's a really good question.
There was a request. Somebody requested that the salary should all be raised midway through the budget year, and you had already raised salaries for the same people, right?
We gave one of the highest salary increases in the state of Idaho for the fiscal 22 year. So 7.5%. I've never seen another unprecedented. And then we had a request because really when your numbers show that salary increases are not retaining employees, then you have to start looking at culture and leadership. So we did have a request. I did not vote for that. It was an increase of $90,000 for 6 or 7 employees. That brings the percent increase since October for some of those employees to almost 30%. Tell me in the private sector where that's happening. Tell me where that is sustainable for taxpayers. It simply isn't. And now it's created instability in our compensation plan to where other people are on the Me Too bandwagon. It is a scenario that is going to be quickly out of control with a wage war. No, I know, Mike, we're short on time here.
I know Chris and I both received a 30% raise this year, so I don't know what you're talking about. We are just about up on time. I do want to finish with one question, because it is interesting that they're asking for your resignation, because they didn't put you in office. They didn't say, hey, come on down and do this, or they didn't hire you. You were hired by the voters.
That's correct. The power of the people to usurp that process with this under the table, I'm telling you, it was at a conference and I was threatened. I was told they were going to take it to the media. I don't think they thought that would happen in their wildest imaginations, but one of them mulled that out. I wasn't the first. KTVB contacted me. I thought, if we're going to play ball, then let's play ball.
Canyon County Commissioner Leslie Van Beek, I'm sure we'll be following this story, not over by a long shot, but appreciate you at least coming in and giving your side of the story finally.
Super. Thank you so much.
Much appreciated. 208-336-3700.